in your sports this morning, Pat Johnston. Of course, some Tigers baseball.
Yeah.
And you had an interesting highlight with Riley Green. And as you noted, fake crowd noise.
Yeah, at the scrimmage last night.
So, and this was actually televised last night, right?
I believe it was, yes.
On Fox Sports 1, I think.
Yes.
There's no radio availability, folks, in case you're wondering. That'll happen with the regular season game starting next Friday. We'll have that for you. But so far, there's... But, yeah, it's a, did you have a chance? Did you see anything of it?
I really didn't. No, okay. I didn't get a chance. But I saw the highlights, and that's when I got to hear how they were able to pipe in the fake crowd noise. And I've heard that other teams are going to do similar things.
And they've talked
about
it, too, I think. I thought football was the first one that talked about utilizing it.
Yeah.
But other sports are. So
I think that might help motivate the players somewhat. A little bit. You know,
well, they're, yeah.
The atmosphere of it.
They're planning on playing music and some crowd noise and, you know, the charge, you know, the stuff like that.
Did you have any, I don't know, perspective on whether you thought it, did it sound fake, or do you think it added to it? Or?
Well, at first when I saw it, I thought, are there fans behind home plate or something? But no fans there, and it's an empty. No, Comerica Park was empty, but no, I don't know. It sounded okay. It was all right. It's going to be strange. You think it's strange for those of us watching, you know, with empty stadiums, maybe hearing some fake crowd noise. Think how hard it's going to be for somebody like Dan Dickerson and Jim Price, because sometimes they can count on the ambiance of the game to sort of fill in some of the blanks. They won't have that this year.
Yeah, it'd just be silence if they're not saying something.
That's right.
They're going to be doing a lot more color this year commentary, I suspect.
That's an interesting point, because sometimes we talk about how a great sports announcer knows when to shut up and let the crowd enhance what's going on. Even on radio, that enhancement can happen.
Right.
Ernie Harwell was great at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, because, if they're silent now.
Dan can say, and there's a home run. And there you go. And that's how it will sound if he doesn't keep talking.
Well, I'm sure Jim Price will have a few things to
say. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nice
town.
Nice area.
Yeah. A nice area.
There'd be a lot of those.
And another thing, too, I was reading, and I never thought about this from a ballpark perspective. I always thought, you know, one of the things, baseball, from my perspective, I know I've dealt with this before, sometimes if you're playing at night, in the daytime too, you can lose the ball in the sun.
Yeah.
At night, lose the ball in the lights. Sometimes I wonder how those players in a full ballpark can pick up a ball coming out of a crowd that might be, you know, the colors of the shirts and things like that.
Yeah.
But they do it. But if I understand correctly, one of the things they're dealing with now is because of the empty seats, there is a glare coming off the seats that the Tigers are trying to find ways to deal with.
If it weren't for that glare, you'd be thinking it would help them because it would be all one solid color.
Well, I thought that.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. But apparently there is a glare that's coming off those seats. So now they've got to deal with that. And I'm not sure what they're going to do, whether they're going to cover seats or things like that. But,
well, have you seen these new visors that you can get for your car that you flip down from your visor and it... blocks glare
on
the highway? Maybe they could get glare-type glasses for the players or something.
They've long time had those sunglasses that you're supposed to flip down for that reason, but I don't know.
Maybe the Tigers will do something like the Dodgers, and they'll have fans pay to have their cutout in the stands.
This is the latest team to do that. We know several teams that have talked about having a chance to buy a cutout of yourself in the stands.
And it goes for charity.
Wouldn't that be kind of fun, though?
That'd be one way to cut down on some of the glare, wanted it.
Well, and I don't think the Tigers have advanced that, which I'm surprised, because, you know, if one team picks up on it and if it's successful, most other teams will start doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they will at some point. Well, just as, as we're getting very close, 1 week from tomorrow, those little nuances that we're still talking about, but I just thought that was interesting, because I heard it when you were doing your sports. I'm like, what was that?
Yeah, it'd be
it's like, that's crowd noise.
Okay. Maybe instead of rolling up the tarp that covers the field, they just ought to pull the tarp up over the seats.
There you go.
Let's just say this. Whatever glare there is, it's not affecting 19-year-old outfielder Riley Green, who keeps making impressive catch after impressive catch.
Does he look like he's ready to play some ball immediately?
He does. I know they won't really maybe play him a whole lot, but yeah. At least the future looks good.
Yeah. How's this hitting? Is he
hit his, he hit a home run last night?
Did he really? Great, great.
This is. Whether he comes in guns blazing, who knows, or whether he needs to get his feet wet to get himself into a major league hitting mode, who knows? We'll know if we can play him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out 1 week from tomorrow. One thing we have confirmed, and as you heard Pat mention, it apparently is that Matthew Boyd is on track to be the opening day starter.
Right.
All right, we'll find out more, and maybe we'll have to get our listeners' perspective, too, what you think about listening to Tigers baseball with fake crowd noise. At least it's something that everyone knows that's happening. It's not like they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, or in this case, our ears.